You're up to.
So you wanted me to speak, I suppose.
So if you remember yesterday, there's a complicated piece of Gemara, which I'm very excited about because we've done a lot of Agoda Gemaras in the past, and it's good to get stuck into a juicy sugya once again. We had a Machlokes Amoraim between Rabbah and Ullah. Oh, he's back. With regard to a Machlokes, Rav Meir and the Chachamim. So let's quickly recap what we learned yesterday, and the show must go on. The Mishnah told us, with regard to Moitzi Shemra, that Rav Meir says three Dayonim. The Chachamim say 23 because it's Dinei Nefoshes. What's the case? If he brings Edom to Beis Din and claims that she deserves to die, so obviously everybody admits it's 23. So what's going on? And if he claims that I'm not bringing Edim, so everybody should agree that you need three. So what's the machlokes? So we saw.
I do have one quick question. I'm sorry. Why would a person be concerned that if somebody else gets punished with Misa? I mean, it's one thing if you say, I was married to her, therefore the knas has to be a certain, but he's going to wish death on somebody else because she made a mistake. And I'm not belittling her mistake, but what kind of a person says, no, I want her dead? I mean, that doesn't, it's really, I don't understand that.
But it could be that if you believe that somebody is deserving of death, and that's the emes. Like you said yesterday, a person wants the emes. If you believe that somebody has genuinely committed znus and is chayav v'schila, then you've got to do whatever you can to make sure that the emes is carried out. Either way, so it's not clear now what is the case. Again, if he's claiming it's a financial case, everybody should agree three. If he is claiming it's dinei nefoshes, everybody should agree 23. So what is the machlokes? So we had two interpretations on Daf Ches Omed Aleph. We had that of Ula and that of Rabbah. Ula said it's all about Laaz. What does it mean about Laaz? That at the moment it's a financial issue. It's a financial tick. Okay, Larry's screen is getting a bit bananas. I think it's settled down now. Okay. At the moment it's a financial issue, meaning he's only claiming to be mafsid the ksuba. The question is, do we have to be concerned that it will morph into dinei nefoshes? Because maybe word will get out, Edom will turn up, and it'll end up being dinei nefoshes. That's the shaila. That's the way Ullah explained the machlokes. Do we or don't we have to be concerned that Edom will eventually turn up? So at this stage of the game, he's not claiming to bring Edom at all. At this stage of the game, he's claiming that I don't have any evidence, I'm only claiming to be mafsid the ksuba. But nonetheless, the Chachamim say you've still got to have 23 because it might morph into a dinei nefoshes case. That was Ula. So according to Ula, it turns out you've always got to start with 23 in dinei nefoshes, in the case of Moitzi Shemra. Why do you always have to start with 23? Because even in the event that he's coming only to claim a financial claim, but it might morph into dinei nefoshes. That's Ula. Comes along Rabbo, and Rabbo disagrees. Rabbo says, no, that's not the discussion. We're not discussing whether this will convert into a dinei nefoshes. To the contrary, we're talking about a case which began as dinei nefoshes. Remember the case yesterday where he claims that he's got Edim. And he claims that this is dinei nefoshes, so we assemble the Beis Din of 23. And then he says, I'm sorry, I can't find my Edim. Well, if I can't find my Edim, the whole case has now been watered down from dinei nefoshes to momonos. So Rameh says, if that's the case, you only need three. Say the Chachamim, but once you've assembled 23, we've got to be concerned with their dignity. And if they were called to adjudicate this case, we're not going to send them home. So, in the final analysis, we have two interpretations of why the Chachamim would require 23. Either it's a general rule, Moitzi Shemra always needs 23 because maybe Edim will turn up, or we're talking about a very particular scenario in which we've already assembled 23 because we thought it was dinei nefoshes because he said he's got Edim. He couldn't find the Edim. But he's asked them still to adjudicate the monetary issue, so we keep the 23 who were there in the beginning, they remain. That was the introduction. Now have a look at the Gemara, top line, first word, Ches on the base. Meisvei. We have a question.
Oh, yeah.
There's the Meisvei. Meisvei is always a question from a Braisa. What does it say in the Braisa? Vachachomim oimrim. Chachomim say, now remember, Chachomim were the ones in the Mishnah who said 23. Vachachomim oimrim, tovoy momoin, bishloisha, tovoy nefoshois, be'esrim bishloisha. End of Braisa. Translation. If he is claiming momoin, then it's three dayanim. And if he's claiming nefoshois, it's 23 dayanim. Now, does that statement make sense or not? So the Gemara explains. Bishloima l'rabba, or l'rava, rabba. According to rabba, remember rabba was the second interpretation of the Gemara. What did rabba say? According to rabba, when do chachomim require 23? Only in a very limited scenario that they initially claim that he's got Edim. It turns out there were no Edim, but 23 had already been gathered, so you don't send them home. So now, Rabbi Isai, Medaf Halkin Kop. How do you say that in English? We've got to hold our heads. Is it, and everybody could demute for this, is it or is it not a general rule, according to the Chachamim, that when the Chachamim said in the Mishnah, Moitzi Shemra, you need 23 Dayonim, is that a general rule or it's not a general rule?
Mishnah general. It's a general rule. It's
the Mishnah says. The Braisa says.
It's in the Mishnah.
The Braisa says it isn't.
Okay, before the Braisa. Based on the two interpretations, Rabba and Ula, that we have in the opinion of Chachomim, when the Chachomim said you need 23 for Dine Nefoshes, is that a general rule or not a general rule?
General rule, I think. Yeah.
Well, according to Ula, it's general.
Well, who else would say that Nefoshes needs less than 23?
Remember, said you always remember 23.
What's that?
Kasha and Ula.
Well, so before the kashas, again, I'm going back. Reb Meir in the Mishnah said, Moiti Shemra needs 3. The Chachomim said, you need 23. So I'm asking again, when the Chachomim said you need 23, is that a general rule or not a general rule?
What do you mean by general rule?
Is that true in every case?
Of Moiti Shemra? No.
I think Rabbi Yosef is the only one who hinted to the correct answer.
According to Rabbi, it's not. There's a case given.
Is it a general rule or is it not a general rule? That is the machloikus between Rabbi and Ula. According to Ula, it is a general rule. You always, always, always require 23. Why? Because it may morph eventually into a din in a foshus if Edim turn up. Mm-hmm. Whereas according to Rabbo, it's not a general rule. It's a very specific scenario in which 23 had already been assembled because we mistakenly thought it's a case of dine nefashos, so we don't send them home because of COVID.
That's not what you asked. You said, is it a general rule that nefashos is 23 dayanim?
No, I did not say that.
That's what I thought I heard. Okay, I'm sorry. Again. That's what I thought I heard.
The Chacham, everybody holds 23 needs 20, that Din and Nefoshes need 23. That's not our Shaila. The Chachomim said, Moitzi Shemra needs 23. Is that a general rule or not?
Oh, Moitzi Shemra. Okay.
I said otherwise, and I apologize.
No, I heard wrong. You're right. I apologize.
Moitzi Shemra needs 23. Is that a general rule? According to Ula, it absolutely is. According to Rabbi, it's absolutely not. According to Ulla, yes, it's a general rule, because even if he's only claiming finances, but it may morph into dinei nefoshes, senior 23. And according to Rabba, no, Rabba made a whole akimta. We're talking about a special case where 23 had been assembled. We don't want to send them home. So now, let's ask the same question again, just a different nusach. Can there be a case where, according to the Chachomim, Moitzi Shemra only requires three dayonim? Yes, no, or machlokes? Machlokes. According to Ulla, no. There is never a case of Moitzi Shemra, according to the Chachomim, that will only require three, because it's a general rule. You always need 23, because it may morph into dinei nefoshes. Whereas according to Rabbo, can there be a case of Moitzi Shemra that only needs three? Of course, when he only claims finances. Why does the Mishnah therefore say 23? No, that was a very special case where he claimed that he's got Edom. It turns out that he doesn't have Edom. Rabbi, Midaf Halkin Kop over here. So now let's look again at the Brice at the top of the page. Meisve. The Chachomim Oimrim Tovoi Momoin Bishloisha. The Chachomim said that if, we're talking about Moshe Shemra, that if he claims Momoin, then you need three Dayanim. Tovoi Nefoshais Be'esrim Bishloisha. So I think everybody already at this stage should be able to see what the Gemara is going to ask. What's the Gemara's cash is going to be? The Chachomim are differentiating and they're saying, sometimes you need three if you're claiming Momen. Sometimes you need 23 if you're claiming Nefoshes. Is that good? Is that bad? Is that a Machloikas? How are we going to learn that, Bryson?
It depends who you go for.
Thank you, Rabbi Yosef, for saving the day. According to Rabbo, does that, Bryson, make sense or it doesn't make sense?
Be slow with the Rabbo, yeah. Yes.
It makes sense. Because Rabbo said that essentially the Chachamim are the first ones to admit that you don't need 23. You only need 23 in a very limited scenario. Okay. So according to that, the Bryson makes perfect sense, says the Gemara. Be slow with the Rabbo. We can interpret the Bryce in the following way. Tovoi, Momoin, Techilo. If right from the outset, the only thing he was claiming was Momoin, well then, Bishloisha. Whereas, Tovoi, Nefoshois, Techilo. Whereas, when he came in the beginning to claim Nefoshois, we assembled 23. So even if that turned out to be a mistake, because he couldn't find the Edim, and at the end of the day, he's only now claiming Momoin. Afilu Momoin, even if it just ends up in a Momoin case, but Esrim Vishloisha, you need 23. Why?
Covered.
Because of covered for the first ones. So therefore, the two halves of the Brisa make perfect sense according to Rabba. Again, what did the Brisa say? Momoin equals three. Nefoshes equals 23. Yes, according to Rabbah, that's very good, because sometimes Chachamim indeed say you only need three. When is that? When all you're doing is claiming Momin. Whereas if you claim Nefoshes, then you always need 23, even if it eventually got watered down to Momin. So the Brisa is great. Hello, says the Gemara, a two-word kasha. Le'ula kasha, question mark. Why is it a kasha on Ulla?
He has no case.
Because Ulla has no case whatsoever of three. According to Ulla, according to the Chachamim, it makes no difference what you claim. You always need 23 because we're concerned for La'az. It may morph into a case of dinei nefoshes. So again, we asked before, when the Chachomim said in the Mishnah that Moitzi Shemra needs 23, is that a general rule? According to Ulla, it was absolutely a general rule. You always need 23 because it always may morph into dini nefoshes. What if it's a general rule, says the Gemara, I can't understand. How can I have a brisa that says, according to the Chachamim, sometimes 3 and sometimes 23? What do you mean? It's never 3. Have a look at Rashi. So Mori de Kasugya, beautiful, beautiful sugya. Top Rashi. The Chachamim Oimrim, Tovoy Momoin is a brisa. This is a brisa. Says Rashi, Tovoy Momoin Techilo, if he claims money from the outset, meaning, Deloy Bo Lidoin Be'edim. He doesn't come claiming that he's got any edim. Elo alpiv. Rather, this is my own mouth. I do not have any testimony. Ula hafsida ksubasa. All I'm coming to do is be mafsida ksuba. So in that case, moidinon, the chachomim admit, to b'shleisha, according to Rabbi, you only need 3. If, however, the tovui nefosho is tachila, if he came from the outset claiming nefoshes, what does that mean? The Omar Lohavi Edim, meaning he claimed that he's actually got Edim. Oh, so this was a 23 case. So then even if Afilu Momoin, even if it ended up being watered down to Momoin, how did it end up being watered down? Says Rashi, Kagoin, Imloi Motso Edim. He couldn't find these alleged Edim. Ah, but 23 have already been assembled. So they're about to go home, and what does he say? Va'omar, and he says, Doinu li, judge for me, miho, at least, lafsido ksuba. So what's the halacha? That's when the Chachamim said, afal pikein, nonetheless, bo'inon esrum v'shloisha, you keep the 23 there. Why? Mishum, Kavoid Rishonim, because of we want to retain the dignity of the first 23. So therefore, according to Rabbah, sometimes you need 3, i.e. when he's only claiming Momoin. Sometimes you need 23, i.e. if he was initially claiming Nefoshes. So therefore, the two halves of the Braisa make perfect sense. Sometimes 3, sometimes 23. Ela l'ula, this is now the crunch. Elo l'ula d'oma rabbonon l'la'az chayshi. According to Ula, who said that the rabbonon hold that you're chayshish for la'az, shemo yishmu edim, maybe word will leak out and the edim will hear, v'yovoyu, and they will therefore come and testify, comma. Well, if that's the case, Tovoi Momoin Beshloisha, quote unquote. Heichi Mishkachasla. How will you have a case like that? What on earth do you mean by those words, again, quote unquote, Tovoi Momoin Beshloisha? What did the Braisa mean? Top line of the Gemara. Tovoi Momoin Beshloisha? I'm sorry, there's no such case. Why is there no such case? Because La Oilam, underline, this is the key word. La Oilam, forever. Esrim v'shloisha l'rabbonon bo'inon. We always, in every single case, as far as we're aware at this point, without any exception, you always require 23 according to the rabbonon shin l'laz, because we're worried about laz. So how can the braisa say according to the chachamim, sometimes 3 and sometimes 23 according to Rabbo? That's very good. Because if indeed he's only claiming Momoin, then you only need 3. If he's claiming Nefoshes, you need 23. So it really makes good sense. Sometimes it's 3, sometimes 23. But according to Ula, who says you're Choshesh for Laz, so every single case, we've got to be concerned that Edim may show up. In which case, there is no case of, quote unquote, Tov Oy Momoin Bishloisha. There's no such case. Because even if he walks into Bezin and says, I'm only claiming money to be mafsid haksuba, what will we say? We worry that this may morph into nefoshes, there'll be la'az, Edim will hear about it, and you'll need 23. So we don't understand. How can the braisa say that sometimes there's a case of 3? There is no case of 3.
Maybe Ula is going to claim that the Brisa is not talking about Motzi Shemra.
That was agreed. The Brisa is definitely talking about Motzi Shemra.
Well, how do you know that? It just says Meis Veit. There's a Brisa. Where does it?
From the Gemara's question. Who's the Chachamim?
In the case of the Chachamim or the Rabbanan say, in a case of Momon, unrelated to Tainis Baila, case of Momon Shlosha, in a case of Mephosho, that's a Mishalosh.
I don't need a Brisa for that's Aleph Beis in the Mishnah. Everybody knows that Momon needs 3, Mephosho needs 23. There must be some Chiddush in this Brisa. So according to Rabbah, there's a very big Chiddush. With Tumma Moisi Shemra, sometimes you need 3, sometimes you need 23, even though at the end of the day you're being done Momon. Yeah, but you began with 23, you've got to remain that way. But according to Ula, what's going on over here? When would you ever, ever, ever have a scenario of Moitzi Shemra and that you only need 3 Dayanim? Says the Gemara, Omar Rava. Rava says, I've got the answer. Ani va'ari shebechaburo. I and the lion in the group, the biggest Talmud Chacham in the yeshiva was always called the Arisha B'chabura, the lion in the pack. Ani v'Arisha B'chabura, myself and the lion in the chabura, Targimno. We were able to translate and explain this brisa. Who, by the way, is the Arisha B'chabura? Umanu. Who is that? Rav Chiya Ba'ovin. Okay. So Rava, together with Rav Chiya Ba'ovin, say, we figured it out. We must be talking about a very, very specific scenario. That's what we're looking for, where even the Rabbanon would admit we only need 3. What's the case? Now, Rabbi say, we made a very lengthy introduction, if you remember, the beginning of the week. And the reason why we did so is because we have to be clear now in the sugyas. When somebody comes, and again, please, everybody can demute. I prefer if everybody remains demuted. When somebody comes to Beis Din and claims, Loi motzasi lebitcha basulim. That's his claim. My new wed wife was not a basula. How many different outcomes can come from that case?
4.
What are they?
Ula will say...
Oh, no, forget Ula. I'm not
it's
saying...
It's two outcomes. You're either going to get...
I'm not talking about Ula, I'm not talking about Rabbi, I'm not talking about any opinions.
Two outcomes, either 3 Dayanim or 23 Dayanim.
No, again, you didn't hear the question. I'm not asking how many Dayanim you need. What in the final psak of the Beis Din, however many you need, irrelevant... What will the final psak be? How many eventual outcomes, how many eventual verdicts can there be? When somebody claims that my new wed wife was not a basula, how many possible verdicts do we have available on the table?
2, chayav misa or knas.
3. Or he's lying.
Right. There are 3 possible verdicts.
Excellent.
Either he's right, in which case, there are 2 scenarios. Either she committed znus, so she's chayav misa, or she didn't, but at least we reduced the ksuba. Or he's wrong, and now all of a sudden, he finds himself having to pay a knas to the father of the bride. Those are the 3 possible verdicts. We have not been discussing this 3rd scenario until now. Whenever we've spoken about momoin, which momoin have we been talking about? We've been talking about Momoin, in which he claims to be mafsid the ksuba. But let's not forget, and there's another case of Momoin. Let's not forget that there's a case of Momoin in which he turns out to be lying. So yeah, now we have to work out the halachas of the knas.
Exactly.
Look at the Gemara. Hocha b'maya skinon. This is now the scenario. Shehevi ha-ba'al eidim shezinso. The Baal comes with all guns blazing, not claiming that he has Edim, but he actually brings Edim. He brings Edim that she's committed Znus, which means that what is he claiming? That she deserves to be put to death. V'hevi ho'av Edim. But the father now brings Count Adim Vahizimum Le'ede Habal. This brings us back to Adim Zoymamin. The two Adim that are brought by the husband are countered by the two Adim brought by the father, and they are Mazim, the initial Adim. How can you possibly claim that you know that she committed Znus at a certain time, at a certain place, on that very day you are with us elsewhere? So it turns out the first Adim are absolute liars, and so is the husband. The husband has brought these Adim, who are total and absolute liars.
So is he saying, are they saying she's really a Basula, or he's lying about the time she became a Ba'ula?
We're talking about the Znus. We're not discussing whether she's a Basula or a Ba'ula. We'll get
well, if he's lying, well, if he's lying, is he lying about the whole Maisa?
So Rashi says he's lying about the whole Maisa. We'll see. This fellow, the husband, has turned out to be an absolute liar. This is his wedding gift, morning after the chasana to his wife. He brings Adim, false Adim, against her to claim that she committed Znus and she deserves skila for her efforts. The father, meanwhile, brings Adim who counter that, and they say, excuse me, imonu ha'yisim. So all of a sudden, the whole case becomes flipped around. All of a sudden, the husband ends up on the losing end. Here he claimed that his wife deserves skila, and he doesn't have to pay a ksuba. And all of a sudden, we say, sorry, you, in fact, have to pay the father 100 zuz. How many dayonim would you need to adjudicate that?
Three.
Yeah, but wouldn't Ula say the same thing about Kavod? Because they started with 23.
Very good kasha. Excellent kasha, of Larry. This we're going to see in Rashi. Rashi says a big chidush. We don't have time to see it today, but we'll have to see it tomorrow. That here, the issue of kovod does not apply. Do you know why?
No.
Because it's considered a brand new case. In the case of Amud Aleph, where you claim that you've got Adim and that she is not a Basula. So when eventually the Adim couldn't be found, and he says, well, at least could you help me judge the Ksuba? That's not a different case. That's the same claim. It's just that I don't have a Nefoshes claim. I've got a Momon claim. But where that all turned out to be absolutely erroneous, and now there's a new Shaila, whether the husband has to pay, that's a brand new Shaila. Says Rashi, in that case, there's no issue of Kovod. Kovod is only when the Dayonim were summoned to judge a particular case, so we're not going to finish off the case without them. But if it's now morphed into a totally different Shaila, then it's not a lack of cover to send them home and say, sorry, you were brought in on false pretenses. You've got a completely different Shaila to this guy.
So here's what happens, basically. So a guy comes, Adim Zomamim, the Dayanim say, the case is over, we're going home. Now, all of a sudden, a new Lav comes up and says, however, now that that's over, now we need to discuss what you did, because it's like two separate.
Right.
Do they find three new Dayanim, or do they take three Dayanim?
Good question. But either way, now we've got an answer to our question now. We had a Braisa that says that sometimes you need three, sometimes you need 23. We said, I don't understand. But according to Ula, it's a general rule. You always need 23. No, I found a case that not. When the Baal turns out to be a total liar, it's not going to morph into Nefoshes. There's no issue of Laz. There's no issue of Kovod. The only last prat to deal with is the Knas, so that you have three Dayanim.
By the way, you can't take three Dayanim from the 23 because there's Nagia. Yagia. Because they're influenced. They already see the guy's a liar. They're influenced. They need three new, more brand new Dayanim.
Okay, I'm not sure. We'll have to see tomorrow. Either way, have a look at the Rashis, and Amit Hashem, tomorrow will continue. A beautiful piece of Gemara.
What a great sugya that was. Thank you.